This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We got a room full today. We've got guests. We have Vienna, who is in from Tanzania, right off safari.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing safaris?
16 years now.
What? Ever been hit by a paw?
No, nothing.
Okay, well, also back from college, Spencer is here.
What up?
From university.
What's going on?
Well, we're going to try to talk your mom into taking you on safari.
What?
I would love to go on safari.
There you go.
Yeah, no need to miss it.
Who wouldn't? And, of course, Phil Siciliano.
Oh, you got it right.
Yeah.
Is here.
Nice.
The of course, wedding photographer to the stars.
That's me. Hi.
We have a bond between these three guests. Can you guess what it is? What is the connection?
I don't know.
Photography.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, your son isn't really into photography.
Yeah, I was like, he's not into photography. I'm like, what?
But he could be there to watch the photography.
Yeah.
So, you know, Vienna has really done a great job in self-teaching photography, wildlife photography, because he's out there. He sees everything. And so shooting a bride and groom, that's wildlife as well, in a way.
Might as well be on safari doing that.
Exactly. So, I mean, we need to take you on safari to get some shots of crazy animals.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I mean, you'd be good at that.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it. I just don't want to get mauled because I'd want to
get
so
close.
You're
not going to get mauled. The thing about wedding photography, the best wedding photography, is not the pictures that are posed. It's the catching the candid photos when they're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. But with animals, it's nothing but candid. They're not looking at you. They're looking at what they're doing, right? Like eating another animal or whatever.
Yeah, so with the animal is, you just have that one moment and you need to capture it. So, you know, you have to first understand their behavior. And then, you know, you're like staring at them all the time through that lens to wait for that particular moment that you want. And you have it for like 2 to 3 seconds. And the good thing is, or the bad thing is, you don't have any lights or anything like, you know, or any way of telling that animal. You can pose like here or there or do that. So you have really to be aware of what you want to do and the surrounding and your camera as well. You have to know your camera very well. And then wait for the moment and then take the moment.
It's not like at home with my cat, Fred, where I go, Fred!
No,
Fred!
Not the same.
Look over here, Fred!
No, but, not the same.
But look at the parallels, because when you're shooting a wedding, you've done so many, you know, you kind of anticipate what they're going to do next and how they're going to act. So you know when to, like, get the shot.
So the way he just described photographing animals, it's the same concept for people.
It is.
He could be an amazing wedding photographer just based on what he just said.
Right? How's that?
Because he said it's like you have to focus on a wild animal and you only have a split second to capture their moment. And it's exactly like that on a wedding day, because these brides, these grooms, you can't explain what their next move's going to be, because alcohol's involved and there's all these different
nerves.
I mean, you name it. There's so many different things that are going on that I've actually started doing what's called zone focusing. It's a technique that's used in street photography. So it's almost like you don't even know I'm going to take the picture. You just click and you move, because there's just so much spontaneity that happens on a wedding day that I want to catch it instantly, rather than saying, okay, go stand over there and let me get you looking at me this way. I just want that real moment. So when you look at it, you see what happened at that instant.
Well, see, at a wedding, I mean, the best photographers, in my opinion, are the ones that are invisible. You don't know they're there. But you're in the background just capturing things. It's the same exact thing on the Serengeti. They're not going to pose. They're not going to take direction at all.
Yeah. For example, like Alex, you know, he's got his small camera that he comes on safari with, and you know, sometimes he takes pictures, and you know, he does not really know what he took. When he get back home, he's going through them, and it's like, wow, I didn't know I got that moment. You know, it's like it's a split of seconds, and you have to click and get it, you know. And you know, you have, as he said, when you want to capture that moment, to freeze that moment, you have to be quick and you have to shoot, you know. When I'm shooting with the new cameras nowadays, you have 30 frames per second or 50 frames per second. So that is 50 pictures that you clicked per second, you know. And after that, when you go through them, it's when now you pick the best that you like to post outside.
Gandhi is joining us.
Hello.
We're talking about the parallels between wedding photography and wildlife photography.
Oh, what are they? Start all over.
And also, of course, Spenny's back from university.
Yep. Yeah.
So we're trying to make these three guests make sense together.
What about if we start talking about college Snapchat photography?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of that. I mean, you know, it's not as professional, but hey, I guess it's good stuff, man. I've been doing a couple of, you know, recordings or media for my school.
Right.
Like, through on some of it's on my Instagram, but for the school and for the team like that I play for, I've been doing a bunch of like interviews and stuff like that. So I don't know, I guess.
He just did a brand new day in the life where they interview him for his entire day and what's going on. He didn't shoot it, but somebody shot it up him. So
and cameras involved, I guess. I don't know.
So you're the model that they shoot. Yeah.
So what if we did a camp? We need to do a camp for like 50 people. Mm-hmm. That's too big.
How much would that cost us?
It would just be a lot.
That's going to
be a lot.
So all of us, our families, and our photographer and his family.
Yeah.
And we all go to the Serengeti and do our show on the...
That'd be amazing.
I'm down.
Who's paying? We got to get a sponsor for this.
Yeah. We do. I think we all have to start our OnlyFans pages. This is how we afford to go over there.
If we start squishing things with our feet, we're going to make lots of money.
Done.
There you go.
Yep.
Maybe we get a camera company to sponsor it.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
We'll get working on that.
Come on, Phil.
But you know, I think of what you said earlier, Gandhi, how great it would be to take your entire family, your mom, your dad, and your sister and everyone on safari. And, of course, Danielle, you and Sheldon.
Yeah, Spencer and Preston.
Spenny and Preston.
Yeah.
It is a family thing. Or with friends. I can see a bunch of girlfriends going together on safari.
Yes, at the moment, I'm working on a friends trip that there will be 5 of them. Four girls and one boy, and it's fun planning it. You know, it's lots of fun planning it, because they're all fun, and you know exactly that, you know, it's going to be a fun trip. So they're doing Kili, and then after Kili, after the climb, we go do the safari.
Hey, have you ever had someone on safari that was such an ass that you wanted to throw them to the lions?
Not really.
No?
Most of the people behave.
Oh, that's
yeah. Well, yeah. You have to or you're going to die.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Have you been on safari, Phil?
I haven't. I would love to go on safari.
It's something everyone should do.
Especially, I mean, put aside the animals. I've seen some of the sunsets and the landscape photography that's done there, and it blows my mind.
I'll tell you this. To see a sunset on the Serengeti, I've never seen anything like it. You feel like you're on another planet because the sun is as big as the entire scope of what you can see.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to be inside the Lion King.
It is very inside the Lion King.
Oh,
very much so.
Yeah.
Well, so there you go. So we figured out a plan. We're taking the show on the road.
Yeah, let's go.
Scary, can you produce?
on the road with you, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stay, you have I to stay back and run the
no,
board.
No, no, no. I thought that's what he meant. I'm like, you can stay back here.
You can run the board here in New York.
No. I'm going to be hanging out. I want to be part of it.
I cannot even imagine Scary in the Serengeti.
Immediate
sunburn. What would he fall on? Which animal? A baby lion.
No. I'd be very careful, very respectable.
That's got a ring to it.
Actually, that is funny.
Serengeti Scary.
Last year, I had the family of 16. And we are driving in the Serengeti, and we go to these kopis. Kopis are rock outcrops that comes from the ground. And we sat there, and one of them said, "Oh, this will be a good place for the morning show to come and broadcast from."
Oh, like, they found a spot for us.
Yeah, we already have a studio ready to go.
Cool.
Yeah, you know.
And the Wi-Fi is good over there, I'm
sure. Yeah, because you can sit there and see the Serengeti for as far as your eyes can see.
Would we mount the satellite on the top of a giraffe? Like to just get the height.
You need
a lot of good connection
because this giraffe will be walking. But, you know, we have companies that can supply connection. And
I was kidding.
No, we're going to find a way to mount a satellite dish on a giraffe.
This is a visual of an antenna on top of a giraffe's head.
Because we're broadcasting to have antennas, actually. So here's what saddens me, though, Gandhi, is you really, there's not one animal you should touch. No, you should not touch anything.
I know I shouldn't.
And you can't. Or you'll
just
you
a nice
die.
Little pet.
You can't.
I'm telling you, can feel my vibes.
If she was to do that, do you say your safari's done and you bring her back to the? You know,
that is a life threatening thing. We have had people doing it actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's a life threatening thing because for you to be able to touch that lion, that means or that animal. That means you have to have part of your body outside the vehicle. So if that animal reacts, these animals are very quick, more than what we think.
Oh, yeah.
If that animal reacts within a second, you might be, you know, in a very big mess.
You're being eaten.
So wow. we you know, we always tell people they are friendly, but they are very deadly when, you know, they're not respected.
Mm. They're very unpredictable.
Yeah. I would be respectful.
No, I'm not even taking... You know what?
She's not going.
I'm calling ahead. You're not. Africa will not allow you now.
Rude.
Okay, so Phil, let's talk about the documentary. It's available right now to view. It's a short, yes. It's on your Instagram page.
It's on my Instagram page. It's called Stay Still.
Right.
It's by a very talented cinematographer and friend. His name is Chris Antice. It was his idea. And it was born last week. It just came out. It's so fresh that this is the first place I'm really announcing it. So it's out there. It's in the wild, no pun intended. And it shows you what it is for us and what we go through as photographers and the humble side to it, I guess you could say.
Well, good. But there's got to be an exciting side too because you're dealing with a day at a wedding, a day of emotion and of passion and people being just nuts and out of their minds and freaking out, and you've got to calm them down or what? Die.
It's kind of like being a doctor in an emergency room where you're there and you're in panic mode, but they know what to do because you're the professional and you're there to calm them down and do it the right way. But chaos erupts left and right every single weekend.
The emergency room.
Yeah.
So it's called Stay Still.
Yes.
If you go to Philip_Siciliano.
Siciliano. You got
_.
Nice.
No, just Philip_Siciliano.
Oh, there's nothing after the... There's another...
Yeah.
Okay. So, I also put it at Radio Danielle Monaro on my Insta story, so you can click the link there, too.
Right.
If it's easier than spelling Siciliano.
It's Sicily and then Anano.
It's a very heartwarming
film.
And it's 12 minutes long.
That's
it's worth a watch.
It keeps your attention.
Do you know what tie all of this together? What does tie all of this together?
What?
So my sister got married at the Columbus Zoo in the heart of Africa. So wedding photographer in the heart of Africa. And guess what? We could touch the animals. It was great. It was great. I fed a giraffe. I touched a wall.
If you only just visit petting zoos, we're good.
I zoo, not safari.
And if you want to get in touch with VNA, I'm telling you right now, get in touch with VNA. If you DM him on Instagram, there is a way you will find a way to get to the Serengeti and go on safari.
Yeah.
And if you want to link over, simply go to Elvis Duran Show on Instagram, and we have it all up there for you.
Yeah. And also, for those who comes with their cameras, and it's the first time using them, I always offer them free lessons on how to use their cameras, the settings, and how to capture the moments.
So you don't come on safari just with my cell phone. I gotta get
you
a
can
camera.
You can come with your cell phone.
They work just fine.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. You can come. You know, there are people who wants to capture the moments in a bigger scope, so
okay.
they bring their tele, you know,
yeah.
zooming lenses and everything. So. And most of them, or some of them, it's the first time they bought it or they rented it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when they come out there, everything is new. So I always give them hints on how to use them.
Just remember, it's not about the camera you use. It's about how you use it.
That's what I was told.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
Life's lessons applied.
We'll leave it right there.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining our very awkward...
Sorry, Spencer.
Very, very awkward podcast. But VNA and Spencer and Phil, thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.